this woman to be married to this man?
I do.
The voice that breathed o'er Eden that earliest wedding day, the primal marriage blessing, it hath not passed away. Be present, Holy Father, to give away this bride, as Eve thou gavest to Adam out of his own pierced side. Be present, gracious Savior, to join their loving hands, as thou didst bind two natures in thine eternal bands. Be present, Holy Spirit, to bless them as they stand, as thou for Christ, the bridegroom, the heavenly spouse, dost send. God himself is the author of love. He hath caused these two young people to be attracted to each other, and has for some time been binding their hearts into one. God's love is his most mysterious and most wonderful attribute. And we are made in his image. The Creator has placed the desire to share, to love, and to be loved within the human heart. The human family is patterned, in a sense, after the divine Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are distinct persons, yet indivisibly one in their plans, purposes, joys, and sorrows. So man was not made to be alone, but to find a sense of incompleteness without a companion. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Love is not passion. Love is not pride. Love is a journeying side by side, deeper than ecstasy, sweeter than light, born in the sunshine, born in the night, glorious in victory, strongest in loss. Love is a sacrament made for a cross. But even the sweetest of human love is not strong enough, or pure enough, or precious enough to supply the place of the love of Jesus. Those who find true happiness must have the blessing of heaven upon all that they possess and all that they do. Only in our Savior can we find wisdom, strength, and grace to meet the cares, the responsibilities, and the sorrows of life. Only where God reigns can there be deep, true, unselfish love. Then soul will be knit with soul, and two lives will blend in perfect harmony. Theodore, your bride's father and mother are giving you one of their most precious possessions, one of their two daughters. Karen's reputation, her security, and her future happiness are all being placed in your hands. She will now look to you to share her joy, to be sympathetic in trial, and to be understanding when others may blame. She will expect your large-hearted affections to overlook mistakes. True love forbeareth all things. If you in the fear of God will be diligent, aspiring, honest, and above all, kind and considerate, then you'll be a worthy companion to to thee, one who now stands by your side. Karen, the scripture states, a prudent wife is of the Lord. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Her husband praiseth her, saying, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. He who gains such a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Karen, you have it in your power to fulfill these scriptures and to make your companion happy and contented in your love. His achievements in life will be largely dependent upon the daily song that you put in his heart and your constant, never-failing confidence in him. As you, Theodore and Karen, have contemplated the sacred rite of matrimony during the past few months, you have carefully weighed every sentiment and every development of character in one another. Tonight, you have come to the house of God for the purpose of entering into the holy state of matrimony. Therefore, if any man can show just cause why these two young people may not be lawfully joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace. I require and charge you both, as ye shall answer in the day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, that if either of you knows of any cause or impediment why ye may not be lawfully joined together in matrimony, ye do now confess it. For be ye well assured that any who are coupled together otherwise than as God's word doth allow are not joined together by God, neither is their marriage lawful. The vows you are about to make will affect your well-being not only in this world, but in the world to come. By uniting your lives, you may not only enlarge the sphere of your influence in this life, but also increase your love for God and find help in your heavenward journey. And now, solemnly promising before God, and in the presence of these witnesses, will you, Theodore, have this maiden, Karen, to be your wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy state of matrimony? Will you love her, comfort her, honor her, cherish her in sickness and in health, in prosperity or adversity, and forsaking all other? Keep yourself only unto her so long as ye both shall live. Will you, Karen, have this man, Theodore, to be your lawfully wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the sacred state of matrimony? Will you love, honor, and cherish him in sickness and in health, in prosperity or adversity? And forsaking all other, keep yourself only unto him so long as ye both shall live. Forasmuch as Theodore Wade and Karen Peterson have consented to be joined together in holy wedlock and have witnessed the same before God and this company, and thereto have given and pledged their troth, I, as a minister of the gospel, and by authority of the laws of the state of Nebraska, do pronounce that they are husband and wife. What God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, casting all your burdens upon him, for he careth for you. Let us pray. Our holy and righteous Heavenly Father, before whom these solemn vows of love and fidelity have been taken, we come to seek thy blessing on that which we have done in thy holy name. Look thou in love and tenderness upon these thy children. As the foundations of another Christian home have been laid, be thou thyself the unseen guest at every meal, the cherished companion in every experience. If at any time they are tempted to become careless in thy service or indifferent to the needs of each other, then, dear Father, reveal thyself to them in all thy restraining love and kindly correction. Guide them by thy Spirit and uphold them by thy grace. As true citizens of thy kingdom, help them to bring a revelation of thy love into their hearts and home. And through their united ministry of love, may they extend the knowledge of our Savior. Keep their eyes heavenward looking ever for the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ, and give them at last the welcome into the eternal kingdom of thy light and thy love. These things we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace now and evermore. The Lord of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved entire without blame at the coming of our Lord. The Lord mercifully with his favor look upon you and fill you with all spiritual benediction and grace, that you may live together unto him in this life, and in the world to come, share his life everlasting. Amen. And now it gives me great joy to present to you for the first time Mr. and Mrs. Theodore Wade.